And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. That's right. We have a special show for you today. We have our first in-studio interview since the COVID experience fell upon us a few years back. Now, please keep in mind that my interview skills are a little rusty. And also remember that the person being interviewed has never been in this studio before. That would normally put great pressure on both of us if this was professional radio. But it ain't, so that's cool. We told you earlier, and we'll tell you again, we don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But in the end, we just want to talk faith with you. Now, who is this person willing to be so brave and give it a try in the studio today? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Tanya Magnus. Tanya helps direct a ministry called Choose to Soar. Choose to Soar is a ministry that is designed to equip and empower women to become all that God intended them to be. And because this ministry has the recommendation from our very own Aunt Deb, as well as encouragement from my best friend and certainly better half, Noel, we're going to give Tanya all the help with Tanya, all the help we can. You'll have to catch me on that. I'm going to do it like 9 times. Finally, our goal is simple. Present other authentic kingdom-building ministries, not just this radio show or your church. As brothers and sisters, we need each other, and we need to be connected to what's taking place that advances the kingdom of God. We're not paying Tanya, and she's not paying us. We're here to bless, and this interview, which has almost no structure whatsoever, is geared to find out what their ministry is, how it came to be, the goals, her connection to it, and perhaps some of Tanya's testimony. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yes, yes. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Okay, again, politics, poly, many, ticks, blood-sucking insects. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? So you can, even while the show's going on, you can email us, right? Because we're still doing trivia. We're still doing jokes. We're still doing history. Because I spent the time writing it. That's why. And so you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Well, you can call us, yeah. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite.
All right, talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the weekend. Thank you. I just love that. That's so good. Now, you might have a prayer request or a praise report while we're doing the show. You can still call. We want you to call. Okay? Why? Because we'll stop and pray. Why? Because that's what brothers and sisters do. Okay? Here's the deal. Psalm 119, verse 63. I'm a companion to all them that fear you. What is our goal? Our goal is to bless one another, strengthen one another, advance the kingdom. Do we want to hear the trumpet? We want to hear the trumpet before I finish my next sentence. But until we hear the trumpet, we keep doing, right? That's the way we do it. We just keep going forward until we are called either individually or corporately. And so what I'm going to do is encourage you to participate and listen, but I want you to really listen to Tanya and understand the ministry and where she's coming from. She's got a great testimony. It's great stuff. I mean, it's really good. We are going to still do trivia, jokes, and history because I said so. All right, so...
See, that's what happens when you pay for the show. You get to do something.
Here's your first trivia question for this segment. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will be your... Where your treasure is, there will be your what? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email. David@hemustincrease.org. Okay, enough of me. I'm done talking now. You wish. Isn't that great? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Tanya Magnus.
Hi, David.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How was your drive down? I just got to know because you come from my territory.
Not bad till the downtown.
I know,
area.
Right? And then it squeezes in, and you're right. Like going, "What?"
That's right.
It's terrible. All right, we do have somebody calling in for the triv. Let's give them a chance, and then we're going to give people an opportunity to get to know you.
Okay.
I want them to get to know you. I want to get you your chance to share about the ministry. So it's not in any specific direction. There's no. We're just not smart like that. We do have somebody that's going to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Let me unlock the door, Dave. It's Jay. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Jay. How you doing?
Oh, Dave. I'm
doing good?
I put it this way. I'm doing great for the shape I'm in.
All right, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. Now I'm praying for you, buddy. So I want you to know I've been praying for you.
Where your treasure is, there also lies your heart.
That is correct, Amundo! Nice job. That is great work, brother. You're exactly right. So you can always tell where a person's heart is and because of what they say and how they talk, because your words reveal what's in your heart, and that'll tell people where their real treasure is.
What they want in life, what is the most important to them in life.
Yep, yes, exactly.
That's where their heart is.
Exactly, and brother.
That's why when you see somebody sitting alone, reading their Bible, you know exactly where their heart is.
That's good. Good. That's a good answer. Good job.
I love you, brother. I'm going to listen the rest of the day or the rest of the hour and laugh and love and learn.
All right, brother. God bless you. I'm going to keep praying for you, and we'll touch base.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So Tanya Magnus, I'm gonna give her a chance to just give her own introduction. Okay, so here's what I'm looking for, Tanya. I'm looking for you to say, this is who I am, this is where I'm at, and then and then I'll ask you questions ad nauseum until you just go blah. Okay.
Sounds great. Sounds great.
Fire away.
Well, my name is Tanya Magnus, and I'm the executive director of Choose to Soar Ministries. And just listening to you and some of your background and where you've been, I was in a search for significance for years and was in the world of competitive sports and entertainment and all kinds of different businesses.
Wow.
And then the Lord just grabbed me. I had accepted Christ when I was a kid, but I was kind of more of a fan than a follower,
That's a great statement.
And so he got a hold of me, just gave me a thirst for his word, and it took over. And I changed a lot of things in my life as far as, what my significance was, and just followed him and have been in ministry now over 20-something years, teaching and leading and mentoring. I do a lot of mentoring. But we started a nonprofit 13 years ago, and God gave me a passion to equip women.
Awesome.
We find that a lot of women are not being equipped. They want you to serve the gifts that they're given to teach or the gifts that they're given to lead, and that's all great, but there's no equipping. And so we had developed a 501c3 that, when we started that 13 years ago, it just kept developing into a larger ministry, and we brought in mentoring. So we started doing a lot of mentoring. And our whole purpose is to as we equip women, we want them to be all that God intended. And we do that by doing trainings. So we do all kinds of different trainings throughout the week or throughout the year, and as well as Bible studies.
All right. Let me ask you this question. I'm going to go into this piece by piece.
Yeah.
So the Lord, so you kind of, you had a connection to Jesus, but it was maybe, like you just said, you were more of a fan than a follower. So, so maybe it was light current.
Right. Light current. That's right.
Not a lot of current going through there.
No.
Okay. Then the Lord kind of moved upon you, and you said something that was interesting. And it's like all of a sudden then the word became a little bit more like important or maybe more significant. So talk about that, because that's important, because people don't realize how powerful that is.
Oh,
okay,
listen.
So fire away with that.
And how that came to be, honestly, is we went through a infertility for about 5 years. So that's when I didn't care for God's plan. I got mad. I left, And then God brought me back. And that's an incredible little story there. And when he brought me back, I started going to a Bible study. And what was fascinating is there would be women in the study that would talk about being in love with Jesus. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound right to me. I mean, it just doesn't sound right. I love him, but I always thought that was weird. And they would kept quoting scripture, and all this. And so as I studied and I just kept reading it, I literally prayed for a thirst for his word.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
And
excellent.
So that's one thing we tell all of everyone that I work with. God will answer that prayer.
Yes.
He doesn't say no to
yes,
that.
Yes.
So he gave me such an insatiable thirst for it. At that time, I was a competitive golfer. And I said, Lord, you got to take that passion away, because I loved it. I loved it and I was good at it. And I said, but you got to take that away. And it was like, oh, okay, that's easy. And overnight, that was done.
Wow.
Because I spent all my time then studying and just in his word. And I can't get enough. And it's just kind of grown from there.
Just think about that. So praying that God would give you a thirst for his word, and then he gives it to you, and then that ultimately results in fundamentally a rearrangement of your heart, your mind, your existence, your purpose, what your travel is on the earth. Right. I mean, it just changes
completely.
You. Is that just so powerful, right?
Yeah.
That's just so great.
I would have never said I would be in women's ministry. I mean, that was nowhere on my radar, and then that completely changed. And when God gave me the passion to start equipping from all my experience and all my trainings to start equipping in leadership and that sort of thing, the difference was he didn't give me a passion. He gave me a burden.
Ah, interesting.
So the burden makes you keep running the race.
Yeah. I like that. That's really good. You've got a couple of great lines. The fan line's great and the burden line's great.
I'm a one-liner girl. Yeah. I got a million of them.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take our break, and then we got a lot more to ask you. I just think it's super fascinating. So I love stuff like this, because it's just like it's Christian 101, how to get to know one another and discover one another, right? All right, let's take our break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated. Knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry, okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over-arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy, showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Now, this one, I've talked about this 1,000 times, but I cannot give you too many hints. Okay, I'm just being honest. Okay. And if you don't know, it's okay, but you will learn. You will never forget. Ready? What actually is an epistle? Now, we already know it's not the wife of an apostle. So what is an epistle? There you go. That is our question. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So as you know, I'm doing jokes. These are... You're doing an interview doing jokes? That's right. Okay. Okay. Some of these are a little cutty. By that, I mean not the nicest. Bad. And so if people get offended, this is the time to change the channel and then come back in about, I don't know, 65, 75 seconds. All right. You ready? You ready, Dynamite? Here we go. And here we go. We'll get them in just a second. He is a second story man because nobody believes his first story.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay. He doesn't want anyone to make a fuss over him. Just treat him the way that you would treat any other great man. She has a keen sense of rumor. That's such a good one. Come on. And this one, you could make a fortune if you could buy him for what you think of him, but sell him for what he thinks of himself.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
Okay. All right. That's right. That's what you get on this show. We don't make apologies to nobody. Why? Because I'm not sorry at all. That's why. Somebody ready to answer two of your questions? Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Gary. How are you feeling today?
Well, I have felt better.
Okay, all right. And so I want to pray for you. You don't mind. I know you won't mind that. I like praying for you, brother. I mean, I just be like, just keep petitioning and petitioning until we get the yes. Just keep on knocking, okay? But
okay.
First, you got to tell me, what is an epistle?
A letter.
That is correct, Raimundo! You are right. It is not the wife of an apostle. It's a letter. And so people read that and they're like, an epistle. What is it? It's a letter. It's all it is. It's a letter. Everybody can relax. All right. Let me pray for you real quickly, my brother. Let me pray. Father, we lift up Gary to you right now and everybody else that can hear our voices. God's struggling. They're struggling in their body. We ask you in the name of Jesus to bring your power into their lives. We ask you to bring healing into their lives, grace into their lives, and joy into their lives. When you're not feeling good, when your body's hurting, Lord, it takes our joy out so quickly. We just ask you to fill that joy back up and affirm for Gary not just your commitment, which you've demonstrated him 10,000 times, but just your presence around him, your anointing around him, and your comfort for him. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and I'll continue to pray for all of you.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, I will confess, even to Tanya, that those jokes were a little more cutty than we normally do. I'm just telling you.
I don't even know what to say.
It's not a lot that can be said. No. That's all right. That's just how it is. Okay, so let's pick it back up as we were discussing with you about the ministry. So the Lord brought you in through, literally brought you in through the Word, making the Word a burden for you more than anything else, and answering that prayer. He's just like dropping it on you, going, hey, isn't this important? Isn't it important? What happens then? Where do you go next? And then we'll fast forward to the ministry. But what happened to you right after you got to that point?
I was so eaten up with it. And honestly, I grew really fast in my walk because I spent so much time in it and how life-changing the Word is, which is hard to explain to some people, right? When you say the Word is alive and it gives you power, and it's like, okay, that's weird. But when you read it, and it is, and it just transforms you. And so it was a fast-forward kind of thing, and it was just... completely transformed in every way. And so I started teaching, and I didn't even think I could teach. I had someone, I said I wanted to, or I think I did, or they told me I could teach, and I was like, I don't think I can. I couldn't even pronounce Habakkuk, you know.
That's
and,
right. Neither could anybody else.
I wasn't seminary trained. But as I got into it, then I became more trained and more equipped with it because it's handling, you know, the Word of God. So I was just, and like I said, and God just brought all the giftings that he had given me and all the experience that I had done, because I'd had like 42 careers, different careers.
Wow.
We laugh now, but anyway.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah. But he uses all that.
Yeah,
and he uses. And then I went through a season of loss, a massive season of loss, and that was greatly used. And what a transformation! And I wouldn't change anything, you know.
Is that what brought you into where we're at now? And I do want you to give people the web address for the ministry, because we want to make sure they get that, and the phone number. So we're going to start now. We're going to start kind of doing that in repetition, because I want people to know. So let's give them the web address. Go ahead and give that to them.
So it's choosetosoar.com.
Okay. Now that is not complex, people. Let's just
choosetosoar.com, based on Isaiah 40:31.
There you go. So choosetosoar.com.
Right.
Okay. So there. That's the now. You went through that period of loss. Is that when the Lord said, now we're getting into new territory, or what happened?
No, the period of loss, because it was so massive, I had 9 losses in 3 years, and I was still ministering to others, that if I hadn't been prepared, that would have taken me out. What it changed completely, though, my ministry, in the sense of the rawness of it.
Wow.
And the compassion, that changed. And then I wrote a training that's called After It Breaks, Rebuilding After Loss, because I went through so much training then to understand how we unprocessed grief will make you sick, and unprocessed grief causes so many things because we don't know how to process grief. Right. And that doesn't mean loss from someone who's, from death. It's loss from divorce or physical ability, just
or
loss.
Or even family,
absolutely.
Anything that's a disconnect there.
Absolutely.
Anything in life, even a loss from a career that
that's
you've
right.
been in for 20 years,
sure.
and now it's gone. It's
that's
like,
right.
Wait,
that
what
transition.
Happened?
Yeah, that's right. And so it just continued with part of our trainings. So what we did then is we took, I have 6 different trainings that are weekend retreat style trainings. And we've done them to where if you do them all, it's almost like a discipleship program.
Wow.
And we find that women, you know, it's hard to get away for a weekend, but at the same time, if you can get away for a Friday to Sunday, the impact of being a focused place, you know.
Right.
But we do a lot of trainings through the week. We do the Bible studies through the week. We do leadership trainings. We are equipping other leaders because a lot of the ministry, women ministry leaders, nobody's feeding into them.
Right.
So that's another thing that we invest in as well.
That's a great idea. Let me ask you this in regards to that. Is everything located at your main location? Is there online stuff? Is there the retreats? Are those in a specific city? Are they diverse city? I mean, what's that play? What does it look like?
And I thank you for asking. Yeah, it's so our weekend trainings are in a ranch called Pure Hope Ranch.
Oh, what a great name.
And yeah, Pure Hope is, and I'll give them, we've become best friends. They're also a nonprofit, and they work with women coming out of sex trafficking.
Ah.
And then we go there to the retreat. They have a retreat house that, you know, sleeps 30 people. And we
go, so
we do that on the weekends. But all the one day, the Saturday full trainings and all the through the week is at our location in Rockwall.
Okay.
We're on 303 Rusk Drive in Rockwall. So, yeah, and that's a neat space that we've just recently have moved into.
Yeah, my wife loves that space. Just so you know, she goes by and she goes, oh, I love that place.
It is,
I mean,
it
she's
is
just,
sweet.
I mean, every she just loves it. So, yes, people, that is Rockwall, the one that's by Fate, the one where David keeps complaining about for the drive between Fate and Irving,
yes,
which
right.
you would complain about, too, if you were making every day. But anyway, backing up out of that and just going forward. So you guys do the retreats at that place. Then you do the studies are at the rest place. And do you do anything online? How do people access? Because somebody's in Fort Worth and they want to connect you. Is it better for them to do the retreat? Or is it, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the best ways for people
Well,
to
they
get
can,
you?
Yeah, we can do the, obviously, anybody can come to the retreat.
Yeah.
We do, after our retreats, trainings, we call them encounter weekends.
Okay.
We do a Zoom. We follow up on Zoom as far as homework stuff from that. But we have done Zoom. We did a lot of stuff during COVID.
Right.
Yeah. And so we've talked about bringing that back to do an online study, especially that after it breaks study.
Yeah. That's a great
we have to do that
idea.
Several times a year. And so that would work. Schedule-wise, we could do it online. So, yeah.
If you end up doing that and you, like, create it on, tell us and we'll promote it. Because it's not cost or anything. We'll just promote it so that people can know about it. But I think it's a great idea because people that we have found out, although I don't know how, we found out that people that listen to this show can listen as far away as, like, Houston or something, which is, like, bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, you don't ever know. And that distance, it's a long distance to come. So we do want to give them access. But I love that.
That'd be great.
And I love that you do that, you know, like, after the break kind of mentality, like, after that takes place. Because there's so little ministry to fill the hole. I mean, there's just I'm talking about way past, you know, like, the bigger.
Right.
Like, there's just very little to be done in that. Tough, I think one of the toughest periods there is.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah,
you just did that because of your personal experience.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was all from that coming
great.
Right out of that that season of loss, and then when I wrote it, of course, it was healing for me as well. But I just learned so much, and what I have found is that the response has been that it moves them not from the first time if you have a loss and you go into counseling or recovery, it's a little past that.
Wow.
And it's understanding that loss is part of life.
Right.
You know.
Very, very powerful.
And how to suffer well as a Christian, basically.
Yeah. Which you're called to. So, I mean, it's not, you know,
right.
it's like, well, what we'll do is we'll take our break and come back. You're doing a fantastic job, by the way. Just want to let you know. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The word gospel means good news. Now, that's fun. That's funny in the sense that when people think of God, they always think of judgment and wrath. But the fact of the matter is God even creating us gives us a sense of understanding that there is a commitment, a love, a connection to us. And that is, get ready, good. That's a good thing. So if you take a look around, right? Just take a little look around. If you watch television, listen to the radio, like us, search the internet, get on Facebook, read magazines. The one thing that you're going to notice that there is very little gospel or good news in the world. You want to know why? One, good news doesn't sell. So let's just be honest, right? If you've been in media for any length of time, you know if it bleeds, it leads. That's the mindset. And it has to do with money. It has to do with power. So that power, that money, that influence, which actually has a demonic origin, but that all is connected towards not good news. Because not good news means that you'll be paying attention because there's so much going on. In fact, there's a fear, a terror, an anxiety, a doubt, even a doom that's within the world. And here's the kicker. If you are personally experiencing these diseases in your life, it's likely that you and I are allowing foul influences of the world to affect us. But Jesus brought a different slant on life. In John 14:27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." Well, why not as the world gives? Because everything the world gives is a lie. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." When we live our lives more freely from trouble, it means that we're walking more closely with the King of Kings. He wants us to be free from fear and trouble in the worldly sense. So the question is, how is our heart doing? How are we doing on the inside? Are we free or are we in bondages? Because remember, Jesus did come to set the captives free, right? In Psalm 112, verse 7, King David writes, "He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord." We need to be free from troubled and fearful hearts. Sometimes hallelujah. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That is KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. We're getting ready for our next trivia question. Jesus said, "Behold the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not reap, they do not gather into barns, and yet..." You got to fill in the rest of that. "And yet, behold the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not reap, they don't gather into barns." I guess they don't have a 401. Bottom line, what's the answer? "But yet you're..." What? Okay. If you think, oh, somebody's already on the phone. Doesn't matter. I'm still going to give you the number because we do that anyway. 972-445-0770 is the number to call in. 214-210-8483. That, of course, is the text, david@hemustincrease.org. That is the email. I do also want to make sure that we send you up to the website, because we always send you up to the website. So the reason that we're sending you up to the website right now is, one, don't forget, on the website is prayer and praise reports. So in other words, if you don't want to call in and share a praise report, you don't want to call in and share a prayer request, you can do it confidentially, okay? And so I'm going to send you to the website for that. Plus, it's a place to give. You can either give directly through the website. It's 100% safe. Or it tells you how to give to the ministry. And it's pretty simple. If you don't want to give, you don't have to. If you can give, that's great. We always tell everybody, take care of home base first. You take care of your church first. Okay? Then other ministries, like our ministry and like Choose to Soar, other ministries like that, should be a part of your heart, part of your mind, part of your thinking. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Is that a new one, Dave?
No, that's the Star Wars-y one. I don't know. I can't tell if it's new because all of those sounds have... I'll have to ask Jennifer. That's my answer. All right, somebody going to call in. Are they going to answer the trivia plus the new prayer? Plus prayer?
Prayer comment type of thing.
Okay, fire away. Send it through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Roslyn.
Hi, Roslyn. How are you?
I'm overall pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a lot better. I had lots of spiritual warfare earlier in the week, but I just feel like pulling up. The airplane is going up back into the clouds.
That's wonderful to hear.
All right. You want to do the trivia? You want to do the prayer request or comment, or what would you like to do?
Well, I don't know the trivia question, but I'll give it a shot. If not, I'll just keep going on to my praises and my prayer request.
Okay. I'm going to bet $1 million you're going to get this. Okay? So walk with me in this. I'll get you there. Ready? All right. We always get you there. Jesus said, "Behold the birds of the air, for they don't sow and they don't reap and they don't gather into barns, and yet your
Father feeds them and fulfills all their needs."
That is correct, Amanda! You see, you were there all there. Oh, see, that's how good you are. You see? That was awesome.
I did a bookmark with that idea just recently for the Bible study at my mom's apartment, and I was doing this whole Bible study on the idea of worry, and it's like, are you worried about worrying? And so that people shouldn't worry, and that was a bookmark I made, and I gave to people so that they could keep it in their Bibles.
Awesome! That is so great. That is so great. Okay, now we're going to take you to prayer request and any comment or praise you want to make. So now we're going to move you into there.
Can I do the praise first?
Yes, of course. You can do it any way you want.
Okay. So we had Vacation Bible School at our church this week at Murphy Road Baptist Church, and we had at least 5 children accept Jesus as their Savior. So we were just so thrilled about that.
Wow. Praise the Lord. That is awesome, 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 awesome news. I gave you 5 awesomes for the kids.
And then we were very blessed that God gave a lot of businesses in the neighborhood were able to donate some food for us. So we were just so grateful for all that they gave us, because we know it's difficult for them too, especially now with everything going up. So we're just very grateful for them. And then when Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes, people kept eating and there was still so much left. And so we were able to share then with the elderly community as well. So it just kind of spread out. So we're very grateful for that.
Awesome. That's another awesome, awesome thing. So happy for you. That's so good. All right, now I got it. I can tell there's a prayer request, so let's bring it. Let's bring it as we bring our faith. What do you got?
Well, one, I fell down yesterday, so I'm kind of banged up, and I hurt all over.
Oh.
But two, next Tuesday I go back to MD Anderson for my cancer checkup.
Okay.
And so just prayer for that I get a clean scan.
Okay, let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord with faith, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's pray. Father, I lift up Rosalind to you. She's such a blessing, and we just ask you to affirm that to her, that she is a blessing, and that people appreciate her, appreciate not just her efforts, but her heart, her spirit, and what she's trying to do in glorifying your name. Lord, she fell. I don't know any of the details, and I don't need to. I know you're a God of comfort, and that's what I'm asking you to do, is help her with the result of that fall, and that she would recover quickly so that this would not be an issue, or you just heal her on the spot. That'd be great too. But get her over that little hump, because that's just a distraction, Lord. We know it is. And we ask you, as she's getting ready to go into some additional scans, that they would be clean, that it would be solid, that she would have absolute confidence, and that you would let her know you are absolutely walking with her each step. She doesn't have to be afraid. There's nothing that she needs to fear. She needs to have confidence in you, trust in you, and peace. And that's the thing I want to pray for, Lord, is just that she would be at peace, and that you would pour that peace into her mind and into her heart. She's confident in you. We're confident in you, but we're still going to ask you, because not only did you tell us, but it's what we need from our dad. So we're asking you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Do you have 1 minute that I could say one more thing?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say, I'm grateful for everybody's prayers so that the scan will be clean. But I know sometimes what we pray for isn't what God gives us. And even though I had to have the cancer the second time in the fall, as crazy as it sounds, it became such a blessing because it led me to community with everybody at the radio station. It's leading to you getting to come to our church. It's led me to help with this Bible study at my mom's apartment. And just so many things that have been blessings that have come because God allowed the cancer to return. And that was something I was thinking about the other day. Like, wow, if the cancer hadn't come back, I wouldn't have had all these things. I would have missed out on so much. And so I guess I just wanted to encourage other people that, yes, we may all be struggling with very painful things, but don't give up because God really does have a plan for our good and not for our harm. And we don't see it in the moment, but eventually we get to see how it really is a blessing.
Excellent testimony. Excellent share. That's just a great thing that you said. That's not only going to bless people now, but it's going to bless people later. And we just ask the Lord bless you for what you just did in blessing others. And so you make sure you keep in touch with me. Make sure, tell me what's going on. Tell us what's going on here at the show. And everybody will keep on praying for you. They love you. And look forward to meeting you in person. I don't know if Dynamite D is going on July 2nd. Are you going to be able to make that? I don't know if Kenny.
I'm not sure.
Okay, he's still not sure, but he wears a large. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right, love you in the Lord. Great, great job. Excellent chair. Okay?
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you. God bless you.
All right, you see? Just like,
that's what this is about,
you
Dave.
You cannot beat this. This is what it is. This is what we do. This is how it goes. All right, let's get back to Tanya. We don't want to. We want to make sure that she just a fantastic testimony, right? Wasn't that just not great?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah,
I just love that. Yeah. All right, now I want you guys to be aware. And in the very last segment, we're going to talk about how you can help Tanya and how you can help choose to sort. So we're going to get into that, but I want to just focus on for a second, if we can, what it is you guys are focusing on ministry-wise and what maybe where this might be where we're heading. We'll do this one. Will be a little shorter, and the next one will be a little longer, but see how fast it goes.
Sure, yeah, that's
so
great.
So fire away. Great. Fire away.
Well, thanks again, David. So if you go to our website, choosetosoar.com, you'll see all the events that are coming up. And we have one that is July 14th, which is we're calling that a ministry pop-up fair. And it is for women that they don't have to own the 501, but leaders in the 501. And they can just come and share. You know, it's like you just walk and you'll have tables. And it's like a fair, like a ministry fair.
Right.
Kind of thing. And so the reason we do that is we are very much believers of being focused and unified. And what I mean by that is we're not in a competition. You know, it's not a race to whoever gets to the center of God's will, you know.
It's a race to the center. Here
right?
we go, right?
So we want to be able to help each other. And because that we're such an equipping ministry, we can help other ministries as well. And then obviously what they have that can help us. And so we just think about running the race. We were talking about Hebrews 12. And,
yep.
So anyway, that is July 14th, and I think we just have a couple of spots left, but it will be in our space, and we'd love for, if you don't have one, come see all the ministries there.
Yeah.
And find out what,
so
how
they can
people
attend,
are serving.
They can attend one way or another just to check it out? Or
absolutely.
Do they need, so everybody's welcome, but you don't have a lot of spaces for different things.
Well, like, right. So everyone's welcome to come to see, but we have a couple of booth spaces.
Gotcha.
For those that want to show their wares, you know, or
that's
what they
July
do.
14th,
yeah,
right, okay,
right. And you can go to the website and register and check that out.
Okay, so choosetosoar.com and how they get the information there. Okay,
right. And then in August we start back with we have an encounter weekend, which is about how to share and defend your faith in today's culture.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and so we'll be doing that in the middle of August, as well as we have a Women Leaders Power Hour that we do once a month and they come in for to meet other women. It's a lunch thing.
Cool.
And then we do a little, I'll say rah-rah speech, you know, rah-rah, just to keep us all off running the race. And then we just ramp up from there. Everything starts there. July is our slowest time.
Right.
But we have the ministry fair.
Right. So the ministry fair is on the 14th. July is the slowest time. Getting into August, you got another encounter process, yep, which is going to be dealing with how to deal with the culture today,
right,
which is never easy. Thank you.
Right.
So being equipped for that's a brilliant idea. We will take our break here, come back, and we probably will actually skip history. I'm just in that kind of mood. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch. Ouch. But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is. And this is just too. And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Ready for our last trivia question. Also our last segment with Tanya. She's done an excellent job. We have just had a phenomenal, just a phenomenal show. That's what I'm going to say. I'll give you the old phenomenal. Okay, there you go. If you guys don't get this, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Here you go. This is straightforward. What does Emmanuel mean? Okay, if you don't get that. Oh. Now, if you're new in the faith, you don't have to get that yet. You will. But if you are older than a week in the faith, you better. That's all I'm going to say. What does Emmanuel mean? You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I told a fib we are going to do history because I just have to. I don't know what the deal is. Let's just do the history, and we'll just do it fast.
Let's go live it in the past. Let's go live it in the past.
What I find amazing is that I haven't done an interview in like 3 years. It's just like it's
refreshing, Dave.
It's just like, yeah, it's a lot of fun. All right, today is National Fudge Day.
Pretty good.
Okay.
You can have that.
I can't. Thanks. You know what? Thank you very much for saying that. I don't appreciate that at all. National Vinegar Day. I don't know. I'm not
pretty
really
interested.
And it's Fresh Veggies Day, something I can and I'm supposed to have. Yeah, I've lost 29 pounds.
Oh,
I'm
great,
getting there.
Dave. That's great.
I'm getting there. 1858, on this day, Abraham Lincoln gave his House Divided speech, which wasn't his original idea, and people should stop saying that because it was Jesus' speech that he quoted when he said, "A house divided cannot stand." That came from Jesus Christ. I like Abraham Lincoln, but it's Jesus' material. Thank you. And finally, 1884, on this day, the first roller coaster opened in the United States at Coney Island.
Wow. Would have never guessed that, Dave.
I would never have thought it was around for. I just wouldn't even have thought of that. All right. Okay, that's all. Okay. Trivia question. You guys know what it is. Here it is. What does Emmanuel mean? If you think you know, you only got limited time to tell me. 972-445-0770. Plus, you can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. We're in the wind down with Tanya Magnus and Choose to Soar at choosetosoar.com. So if you've not checked that out, so if you're a guy and you're saying, well, tell me, how is this important? Well, first of all, if you don't think it's important, then apparently you've never read Genesis. So we'll just start with that simplistic statement. Because this is supposed to be men and women working together on right. The plan of God and on the purposes of God. And if women aren't getting their due because there's a lot of limited theology, that's just stupid. Okay.
Amen.
We don't even know. Yeah. You don't have a doctorate for nothing, do you, Dave? No, I don't. I'm well aware of what people are thinking. It's like, stop that. Stop being 3 years old. Now, you guys have a ministry by women, for women, to women. How is that not just supported all that? I mean, every ministry should support that, right?
Right.
I mean, right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
All right, we're going to have somebody answer the trivia question, then we're going to have you finish up, and you're only going to have about 4 minutes.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David.
Hello.
Stephen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, when God took Enoch, he was able to escape death. And it's interesting that a lot of times people will sarcastically say, or even pleasantly say, someone has gone to be with the Lord when somebody passes.
Uh-huh.
The people in Jesus' time got to experience being with God without having to have passed.
Exactly.
Because Emmanuel meant God with us.
That is correct, Emmanuel! That is an excellent way to set that up. I'm going to give you a 9.5 stars out of 10.
Well, I'll take one anyway.
Okay.
You can keep the other eight. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye. Now you got to really get a feel for the audience, right?
It's yeah, like, that's great. That was great.
People call up and they tell jokes. It's like, okay. All right, so let's do this. So you've got this ministry that needs support, and I'm going to go out on a limb and give you a chance to say it after. But Paul's very clear in Romans 15:30. Join in my struggle by praying for me. The great way to join in somebody's venture is to pray for them. It's like, right. Like the number one. Everybody who can hear me, you should be able to pray for. I mean, come on. How do you not pray right. for people that are blessing people, helping people advance in the kingdom? That's the time. But you got about 3 minutes. Give me the best of whatever you got. It's all yours.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for this opportunity and how God has arranged our space, how he's arranged all the meetings that we've had literally in the last year, and especially in the last 4 months. The best way, and I feel funny because we're always serving. It's hard for me to ask sometimes, but the best way, honestly, besides prayer, which is huge, and we have a separate prayer team. We'd love to have you on that team as well. But obviously financially, because we're a 501c3, and getting people awareness of what we do. We have such this passion to equip women, and we're not affiliated with the church. We actually had 12 churches represented the other night at Bible study, and it's the body of Christ. And so bringing awareness and just coming to our space or coming to contact on us and seeing, being a part of a training, being part of a study, and see if we're giving you what you need through the Lord. I mean, it's just been so Holy Spirit driven that we just keep showing up, and women are showing up that we don't know, and they hear about us, and they're getting trained, they're getting excited about the faith. And what I mean by that is they've been running this race and pouring out so much to not only their church people, but as well as their families.
Right.
And who's feeding them? And so that we created this space. It's a safe space to come and study, to mentor, but to learn and be equipped and empowered.
Right. Let me ask you this. The reason that you're not affiliated with one single church is primarily because you represent multiple churches.
That's right. So
the idea is not to be, it's not to take away from that, but it is to understand this is a multiple or an interdenominational process.
That's right.
Because everybody needs the help.
Yeah, it's the body of Christ. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's the truth. We're speaking the Bible, yeah, and it's the truth. And whether you're a Baptist or a, you know, I mean, anything.
Yeah.
That's not the, you know, our tag has always been that we believe if you can get a woman in a posture to receive what the Lord has for her, she'll change.
That's awesome.
And if she changes, she'll change a family. And if a family changes, a generation will change, and a generation will change, we'll change a culture. And so that's where we spend our time, and our prayer is to help women get in that posture to receive.
Excellent. Okay, excellent. All right, last thing, choosetosoar.com. Check it out. We are done for today.
Right.
Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 70 1/2 hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.